step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Now more of The Bernie Show
on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back to The Bernie Show. By the way, that was a nice win for St. Louis City SC Saturday at home, 3-1 over Vancouver. Now, I got to tell you something, and thank goodness Tom Turman is there to, you know, to write locally about the city, because I was unable to access watching the game because I could not watch it in real time. But most, you know, I'm used to, whether it be DirecTV, cable TV, most streaming services, you just, you know, be able to punch a button and record a game, and then when you're ready to watch the game, you watch a game. But that access, for some reason, is not part of that package. It's just, it's just bizarre. But anyway, let me get to the point. I had no idea, other than Tom Timmerman, Jim, I had no idea that the Vancouver coach went absolutely bananas after the game. And the players on the Vancouver side were going absolutely bonkers after the game, trying to get at the official.
Yeah.
The coach was nuts. He was just nuts. Foaming at the mouth almost.
The one thing he was good. You know, we deserve better than that. I'm like,
no, you didn't.
I hear that a lot from coaches. Well, we deserve. No, you didn't. You didn't win the game. You didn't score. Now, I will say this. Berkey was great in goal.
And you scored an own goal, okay?
Yes.
You allowed an own goal, is what I should say.
When that happens, you give the opponent a goal, and then you get an own goal. You give an own goal, I should say. You don't win those games. The game's over. You have no one to blame but yourself on that one. Yes, they had a couple of opportunities. Berkey was great, but when you do that kind of stuff, you don't deserve to win the game. Don't tell me, oh, we deserve. No, you didn't. You lost. And it's sour grapes. They had a great opportunity with Betcher, former St. Louis U prod, to come down, kind of got loose, had an opportunity, and Berkey just flat out stopped him and
He's
took
great.
The ball away from him. That's it. When you miss those chances, it's over. You don't win those games. That's the game of soccer in a nutshell. When you get an opportunity, Bernie, you better finish, because when you don't, it will come back to haunt you. We've seen it with St. Louis City's team, when they've had some chances early and they didn't finish. You went, huh. Well, then you next thing you look up, uh-oh, we're down one. What happened? Well, we were,
The whining was over the top. It was outrageous.
Yeah.
Take some responsibility for your team coming in here and stinking it up, right?
Yes.
You know, don't blame a referee. That's the cheapest, laziest, cop-out type reaction to your team's loss, because apparently you didn't get them ready to play. So I don't want to hear it. I do like the fact that City has stabilized, in, for lack of a better term. You know, you look at the Supporters Shield standings, the entire league. There's one team, Cincinnati's got 10 wins. And then City is in a clump of several teams that have 8 wins, Nashville, Seattle, and St. Louis. And so after a downtime, which wasn't alarming, I think it was to be expected, but they were down there for a while. They have rebounded nicely, and City has got 8 wins, 4 losses, and a tie. And if you know, just look at points in the on the overall table, they're sitting there at 4th with 25 points behind Cincinnati, 33, Nashville, 28, Seattle, 26. Now, look, For them, there is, we're still got to remember it's an expansion team at the lowest payroll in the league. Expansion teams usually are down there at the bottom in terms of payroll. Even with one kind of lag time in there where they weren't very good for a while, they weren't getting results for a time because reality kind of hit. But there, it's amazing to me still, they're, in terms of points, they're fourth on the table as a first-year expansion team. They're tied for fourth, I should say, to be accurate, with LAFC and New England. So they're having a hell of a campaign, and look forward to seeing what they do against Houston this weekend.
Yeah, it, like you said, I guarantee you this too. There're going to be a couple other lulls when the season before the season's
sure.
over, and to think they're just going to roll through this league, it's silly for fans to think that. But what they're doing right now, they recovered, they won some consecutive games, which is important. And I will say this. Winning as opposed to drawing is super important, and that's what they've been able to accomplish here early in their existence. They've only got one draw, and that adds up when you get wins instead of draws, and you're not giving away leads late in games. That makes a big difference in the table standings, and they're impressive where they're at right now. I can't complain a whole lot. They still are playing without Klaus, and they're finding ways to score goals. The goal, the first goal by Leuven was unbelievable. On that may be the best goal of the season in the league, and it'll be one of the all-time greatest goals you ever see from a St. Louis City SC player. I mean, that strike was just world class. There was just no doubt about it. Then you get the own goal. I mean, there's your momentum. There's your win.
I think I did see that goal. I saw it in that limited highlights package that they offered up in lieu of being able to actually watch a replay of the entire game.
Which is silly. I agree.
It's just I'll be honest with you. It's outrageous, actually. And what that does is it kills interest.
It really
kills interest. Because you pay a price, you do this, you do that, you're excited, and then it's just like, it's the second time it happens. It's like, what? I didn't see the game, had a family obligation. One other time, it was our wedding anniversary, we were out, and it's just like, okay, that's cool. I'll be able to watch the whole thing later. No, you can't.
That's silly. If you're paying that kind of dollar, and we know the technology is available, you got to get that done for your fan base. That's a huge miss. For all the good stuff they've done with the package, that's just a huge X and egregious error that they made.
I protest largely because I do respect Apple, and I was really fired up and still am. And I think their game presentation is great. There's a lot that they do very, very well. And I understand there's going to be some bumps because it's a new enterprise. But are you kidding me? In this day and age where people can access everything with everything or anything they want with a couple of clicks, especially if they're paying for it, that you can't. You can't do that with Apple, which is considered one of the great, legendary, iconic, game-changing company in terms of technology and advances in technology. And you can't, a brother in St. Louis can't, you know, when the company leaves and all that, and it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you know, brother in St. Louis can't access. There's no replay for me to watch. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm gonna quit whining about it. Producer Dave Solomon, sends over word that, according to CBS Matt Norlander, he's a really good college basketball writer, about Kobe Brown. He's a projected second round pick, and he'll be keeping his name in the draft. A source has told CBS Sports. The 6'8" Mizzou senior averaged nearly 16 points, had 6.5 rebounds. 2.5 assists, but he shot 45.5% from three and was a top five player in the SEC. That's disappointing news for Mizzou, but on the other hand, I think we expected that. And I'm sure he was tempted to come back and have one more year at Mizzou and presumably would have done very well. But, you know, when your agent and advisors are trying to get a realistic handle on where you rate in the draft. If they think second round is good enough for you to make the decision to stay in the draft. Listen, that's their decision. I got nothing but good thoughts about Kobe Brown for what he did for the Tigers. Hanging in there under really tough times as the Konzo Martin era, so to speak, started to really just absolutely fall apart. And then his role last year in, you know, just providing all those kids with the coach, Dennis Gates, providing an unexpectedly joyful season of basketball down in Columbia. So good luck to Kobe Brown, and I hope he gets what he's hoping for. And who knows? Maybe some team will jump in there late in the first round and grab him. That would be nice. It really would. Couple things before we get ready to take a next break. I got a text message from Denny at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, giving me a few notes here. The next dinner theater at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill is Sunday, June the 18th. It's a Father's Day special, a matinee. It's called A Few Good Murders. And by the way, these are comedies, and they're great. But that's why they have these fun titles. A Few Good Murders, plus all the amenities, dinner, show, and an after show. All dads can come upstairs to get their free Father's Day drink. And it's also Fried Chicken Sunday coming up this Sunday, because I wanted to know about that, because for some reason I couldn't remember, you know, the alternating Sundays. I just want to make sure I check that out. So Sunday, and it opens at 11, and they've been selling out these fried chicken dinners every time they have one, every other Sunday. So just keep in mind, it opens at 11, and you don't have to be like knocking the door down at 11 to make sure you get chicken. But I'm just saying, don't lollygag, as we say. Don't lollygag. I would advise get there kind of early after they open. As long as you're hungry, of course. So we wanted to pass that along to you. And as usual at Friendly's, all the regular stuff, the good stuff, applies. Which means they've got a wall of wonderful TV monitors and all other TV monitors spread around the place. And Denny, your gracious host at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South County, has pretty much paid for every subscription that there is as far as sports TV packages. So you can watch whatever you want live at Friendly's, and you can be with like-minded sports fan who are there to watch maybe the same thing you want to see or other sports, because he's got every sport covered. He's got every league covered. You're going to be able to see whatever you want to see, and you just got to get your butt down there and relax and watch what you want to watch at Friendly's. And if the Cardinals are playing, of course, they score 6 runs in a game, you get a free round, courtesy of Denny's wonderful establishment, Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South County. They hit a home run. Anytime they hit a homer, you're there, you'll be offered a little sip. You know, that's what shots are, a Red Bird shot, little cherry vodka with a splash, a very, very nice little splash of sweet soda. So we'll see you down at Friendly's a week from today, and we're looking forward to it. And if you are interested in the next Murder Mystery production on Father's Day, June 18th, more info, go to murdermysterytheater.com. We'll be right back here on The Bernie Show.